so chemical processing enables the team to branch out to a wider range of waste. Chemical engineer Bushra Al-Juri is exploring these untapped sources of hydrogen.
Wastes come from various sources, as we know. There is the kitchen waste, there is the municipal waste, and with this we're talking about cardboards, papers, all sorts of things. Now, industrial waste means like paper waste, because it is also a cellulosic material. And then we have wood, wood chips, wood that is used like old cupboards, all sorts of wood. Also going further to forestry.
Bushra uses water at high temperature and high pressure to chemically break down this complex waste and release hydrogen in a process known as water gasification.
My research area is in hydrothermal processing, and this is the treatment of waste by using high temperature and high pressure in the presence of water. We're talking about over 500 degrees and over 250 bars. Hydrogen is actually an ultimate product that has to come out from a very complex starting material.
And do you have an example, say, perhaps, of a breakdown to the kind of simple molecules that come out and then the complex ones that are left behind?
An initial waste biomass, which is called scientifically lignocellulose. Now, ligno resembles lignin. Cellulose is a very complex carbohydrate. Cellulose is a subcomplex. Ligno is another subcomplex. And then the cellulose breaks down into sugars like sucrose. And it also breaks down into other types of sugars that are not edible, but they are chemically sugars. So these cellulose can be treated in a process. What treats cellulose is not enough to break lignin.
This is where your work comes in.
Yes, because lignin is very complex.
And at these, say, high temperatures and high pressures, you're actually using water to get the hydrogen out of the lignin.
Yes, actually, this is, if you like, the advantage of it, because when you treat waste biomass, you have to dry it first in order to burn it or to do like pyrolysis or gasification. You have to actually dry it. And this is a very costly process to get water out of it. What we do, the water that is wet biomass, that water acts as a medium. It actually acts as a catalyst, because when you compress it and heat it, it will actually dissolve all this. It does facilitate the gasification, and the word gasification is turning all these chemical compounds, lignin, etc., into majorly hydrogen.
And the use of, say, these high temperatures and high pressures, you're actually reaching a phase of the water known as supercritical phase.
Absolutely. The supercritical phase means it's the whole thing is actually in a gas phase. But more than that, it's a gas phase with different chemistry, i.e. it will follow different reaction paths to give us hydrogen.
What do you hope perhaps will be, I guess, almost the level of hydrogen you could achieve? Do you imagine that this will be quite an efficient process?
The main attraction behind actually going to that level of temperatures and pressures is over 50% yield of hydrogen, because this process does not give us any chars and tars.
So nice, clean hydrogen gas at the end.
Yes.